He took your car and had an accident.
Roommates on a cleaning mission.
I told him that he could go to his parents' house, get the vacuum, and then come back.
Why do you think he's responsible when he was on an errand for you?
Now there's a bigger mess to mop up.
He was playing with the hose from the vacuum and kept hitting me with it. The car went off course, and that's when it got totaled.
Is that what you were doing, horsing around?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
21-year-old Deanna Cochran is suing her ex-roommate, 21-year-old Joseph Katowski Jr., for totaling her car and destroying their apartment.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 215 on the calendar, the matter of Cochran versus Katowski.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Ms. Cochran, you lived in an apartment with the defendant as
yes.
a roommate. Who else lived there?
My boyfriend at the time, Nathan.
You had a lease?
Yes, we did.
All three of you?
Yes.
When did the lease begin?
The lease began for us in, I believe, September.
Was there security deposit?
Yes, there was.
Show me the lease.
I have this paper saying that I paid $199 security deposit right there.
Okay, I'd like to see that. Well, it says somebody paid $199.
Yes.
You, Joseph, or Nathan? Do you have a check?
No, I do not.
Did you pay security deposit?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
It was split up roughly about $75 each.
Oh, well, how do I know who paid the security deposit?
He actually did not pay the security deposit because I was living in the apartment previous to when they moved in with two other friends, and they were the ones that paid the part of the security deposit with me.
You were living in the apartment first,
mm-hmm.
not your boyfriend, not the defendant.
No.
And you have no proof of any security deposit?
Only that.
And you didn't get it back, I assume?
No.
Let's talk about the car. You're all living together, the three of you, and you wanted to vacuum the apartment.
Yes.
You didn't have a vacuum.
No, we did not. My previous roommates that I was living with took theirs.
You didn't have a vacuum.
No.
Your mother had a vacuum.
Yes, ma'am.
According to you, you asked him to get the vacuum so that you could vacuum the apartment.
Yes.
And he said, fine, I'll go to my mother's house and borrow the vacuum so that you can vacuum the apartment. And the only way for him to get there was by taking your car.
Yes.
Because he didn't have a car.
Yes.
He took your car and had an accident.
Yes.
And you want him to pay for your car because you had no insurance.
I had insurance. It just didn't cover the accident because I wasn't the driver.
You had collision insurance on a 1994 car? Impossible.
I had liability insurance.
Well, that's different. That means if you hit somebody, the somebody is covered by your insurance because most states require you to have liability. But most people don't carry collision insurance on a 1994 car unless it's some sort of a special James Bond car. Why do you think he's responsible for paying for your 1994 car when he was on an errand for you?
When I let him borrow the car, I told him that he could go to his parents' house, get the vacuum, and then come back, which is like maybe a 20-minute trip at most. And he went off course, went to pick up something from Cody's house and ended up on some back road. And that's where he ended up totaling my car.
So is what you're telling me, Ms. Cochran, you said, I am giving you my car. These are the parameters of what you can do. You can go and pick up the vacuum cleaner from your mother and bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you told him?
Yes.
I don't believe that. She didn't tell you that, did she?
Nope.
Of course not. She just said, here's the car, go bring the vacuum cleaner.
Well, after he totaled the car, I went to the hospital to go see him, and he was very apologetic, said it was an accident, that he was really sorry, and that he told me that he was going to sell his car, he was going to get a second job, and he was going to pay me back for the car.
Oh, well, let's see if that's something that he said. Tell me about the accident, sir.
That is not what happened. On the way back from my parents' house, not only the...
Did you have the vacuum in the car?
Yes, ma'am, it was in the back seat.
Okay.
On the way back from my parents' house, not only was her car old, bald tires, windshield wipers pretty much didn't work. It was a dark, rainy night. We were heading back. Cody was being a prankster, joking around.
Who's Cody?
He was my friend at the time.
Is Cody here?
Yes, ma'am.
That would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyways, on the way back, he was playing with the hose from the vacuum and kept hitting me with it. And at the time, I told, right when I turned to him and tried to tell him to stop, that I'm trying to focus on driving, right when I went and turned to him and asked him to stop, the car went off course, and that's when it got totaled. So I don't owe Deanna a dime. None of this was my fault. This all could have been avoided if my car didn't get impounded by Cody 2 days prior to that for a DUI. So that's the whole reason I had to use her car.
You know, I'm beginning to be more sympathetic with her position after listening to you. If you would have kept your mouth shut, you would have been home free. If somebody is messing around, and Cody, you're not the boyfriend, right?
No.
You're just a friend.
Yes.
If he's messing around, and that's what you said.
Yes, ma'am.
Stop the car and put him out. I guarantee you, he would stop.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you said to me it was a rainy night, her car was not in good shape, it was just an accident, it was nobody's fault, windshield wipers weren't working, it was raining, whatever it was, went off the road, and I was hurt, we'd be home free. But when you're fooling around in somebody else's car, then you have a responsibility. Stop the car, put him out. Because it was just as likely that coming in the opposite direction, if this moron was doing what you said he was doing, you could have had another car coming from the other direction with a woman or a man coming back with their three children. And instead of going off the road and hurting yourself, you could have killed them. Then you would have been really sorry. Put him out. Is that what you were doing, horsing around?
No, ma'am.
No. Stand up and tell me what you were doing.
That night, we were watching Sunday Night Football.
Just tell me what you were doing in the car. I don't care.
I was riding shotgun. I was riding shotgun. We picked the vacuum up from his parents' house. We were on our way to my house to pick up some clothes.
And clothes for what?
I was going to stay the night at his house for the night.
And?
I was riding shotgun. He was driving too fast on a wet road, lost control, flipped the car.
Is that what happened?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
I have a picture.
Just a second. And this is your witness, right? This is your witness.
Yes.
It was a wet night, right?
Yes.
And it was an accident, right?
I think it could have been avoided if he wasn't driving as fast as he
was. Who knows?
Yeah.
He wasn't cited for driving too fast, was he?
No.
No. But he's your witness, and he says he was not fooling around, right?
Yes.
You want me to believe him?
Yes.
I believe him. He was not fooling around. He's not responsible for your car.
I believe that Joseph is responsible.
No, no, no. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He tells me that that's what happened. That they were horsing around in the car. Then he's responsible. Your witness says there was no horsing around. It was just a bad accident. Are you following me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I have a picture of the car if you'd like to see it.
No. Okay. Your witness tells me it was a bad, wet night, and he went off the road. That's what he says. You want me to believe him, right?
Yes.
It's your case. I believe him. He's not responsible for your car. How long were you in the hospital?
I was there for about 3 days. He was in more critical condition than I was. He was in ICU for about 4 or 5 days.
Back up. You were in ICU for?
I was in ICU for 4 days and in the hospital for another day after that.
Did you sue anybody?
No. Insurance covered most of my medical bills.
Whose insurance?
Her car insurance, Wawanisa. And then it went to my health insurance.
Her car insurance covered it because she had liability.
Yes.
Great. Now you can sit down. Problem is, when you lend your car to somebody, Ms. Cochran, you didn't actually lend the car to him. He was acting as your agent. You wanted him to do an errand for you. He was accomplishing that errand for you. And unless there is some gross negligence on his part, which you haven't established because your witness tells me it was just an accident, he's not responsible. Unless he, of course, promised to pay for the car. Did you do that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, he did. On multiple different occasions. And he also told me that his insurance would cover my car completely. And he told me that I should be receiving a check in the mail around December for about $4,000 for the value of my car. And he also told Nathan the same thing.
$4,000.
Did you submit a claim to your insurance company?
Yes, I did.
You did? And?
And they just covered our hospital bills. They said because she didn't have any collision insurance and or liability that she's out of luck.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Where do you all think you're coming today? All you have to do is bring me checks for the rent. Where are you coming from?
And later today...
Here you have a friend who pitched in out her money.
She has a sugar daddy.
I do not have a sugar daddy, and that is irrelevant.
What difference does it...
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Deanna Cochran says ex-roommate Joseph Katosky Jr. totaled her car and destroyed their apartment. Joseph claims the car accident was not his fault.
All right, let's get to the next part of this nonsense. The next part of this nonsense has to do with the fact that you say he trashed the apartment.
Yes, he did.
When was your lease up?
Our lease was up in May 1st.
When did you move out?
Me and Nathan moved out the end of March.
Did you pay April's rent?
Yes, we did.
Show me.
I don't have.
Who paid April's rent?
I did.
Show me.
I don't have that.
Where do you all think you're coming today? To a beach? His defense is you left the apartment 2 months before the lease was up and you didn't pay rent, and he was stuck with the rent for the next 2 months, right?
Right.
That's your defense. So, it could, very easy. All you have to do is bring me checks for the rent. Where are you coming from? You brought pictures of a wrecked car, I believe. The car was wrecked. He was in ICU and he was in the hospital for 3 days. How much money did it cost the insurance company for your accident?
They settled for about $15,000.
Settled with whom?
Me.
Goodbye. Thank you very much. Give us some money.
Please excuse me. Step out.
He just said that he was at the hospital and that my car had been in an accident.
I just lost control of the car.
He was just driving too fast, and I was just hoping he didn't crash, and he almost killed me.
Just rolled it down a hill into a bank.
Every time it rolled, every time it hit the top side of the vehicle, it landed on the passenger side, so it basically just crunched me down.
Next thing I knew, I was just calling out, trying to find help.
I was upset. I didn't know what was going on. We immediately rushed out to the hospital.
None of what he said was true.
Don't talk to him.
There is no friendship.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Thorpe versus Glass. Step forward.
22-year-old Amy Thorpe is suing her former friend, 22-year-old Crystal Glass, for the cost of bridesmaid dresses for Crystal's wedding party.
Okay, let's start out with you, Miss Glass. You were getting married.
Yes.
Miss Thorpe was a friend of yours, a close friend, and you asked her to be your maid of honor?
Correct.
You had other people who were going to be in your bridal party. Total of four?
Yes.
Young women? You selected the dresses?
Correct.
At what store?
At Brooklyn Bridal.
Where is that?
In Brooklyn, Michigan.
When was the wedding?
September 1st.
And when did you select the dresses?
I picked those out at the beginning of the year.
I assume that each of the four young ladies was supposed to pay for their own dress.
Correct.
So far, am I correct?
She did agree to pay for them.
Listen to me. So far, am I correct? Listen. Listening ears. She picked out the dresses. The four young women were supposed to pay for their own dresses.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you went to the store for a fitting and were advised by the store that if the dresses were paid for by March, you would all get a 10% discount. So far? Correct. So you agreed that would be a good thing. Everybody was going to pay for their dress by March, right?
No. We did not go to the store for a fitting together. It was individually. I didn't know about the March date until it was her fitting. When I took her there to get fitted on March 20th, then I was advised that March 1st was the date, and she extended it.
Okay. So you didn't know about this 10% discount until March 20th. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I knew about the discount. I didn't know about the date for the final.
But you knew about the discount?
Yes.
So the store was very nice and extended it until that day, which was the 20th. So far, am I right?
She extended it longer. I have it on the paper.
She extended it until when?
It was 4:15, it looks like.
When you were in the store on March the 20th with Miss Thorpe, she was having a fitting. Were you having a fitting also?
No.
You just went with her?
Yes, I took her there. I drove her.
I read your answer, because your answer says that the store extended the date and you called your mother to pay for the dresses.
To try to pay for, yes.
You called your mother to pay for the dresses because?
We wanted the discount.
If you called your mother and she wasn't available to you for whatever reason, you couldn't reach her, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
Let us assume you reached her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What do you think she was going to do with your dresses? Did you think she was going to sell them, eat them, use them to wax her floor? What did you think she was going to do with your dresses?
cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Amy Thorpe says former friend Crystal Glass owes for a loan to pay for bridesmaid dresses for her wedding party. Crystal is countersuing for gas, lost wages, and pain and suffering.
Now, let us speculate for a moment. You're the mother, right?
Yes.
That your daughter called you. Daughter says, this is the problem. The dresses all have to be paid for by today. Because if you had until the 15th, you wouldn't have used her money. Can I put it on your credit card? What would you have said to her?
No way.
No way. Good. Sit down. Now, do you work?
I did. At the time, I was.
Great. Did you have a credit card?
I did.
Terrific. Why didn't you use yours?
Because there was not enough of a limit on there.
How much was
it? It was like $100 short.
Now, what did you call your mother for?
To see if she could loan the money to the girls to pay for the dresses to get the discount.
Because that was the right thing to do, right?
Correct.
So instead, you asked her, or she volunteered. She said, well, you can't reach your mother. Did you say to her, I'm going to ask my mother or I'm going to get her credit card?
I was trying to get hold of my mom, my dad, and any of the girls to see if they could pay for them.
And the only one there was Miss Thorpe.
Correct.
So she paid for the dresses, $715.
Correct.
And nobody paid her for them.
They tried.
No.
They tried?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she didn't. Amy did not contact any of them. Not once. There was no phone calls, nothing.
Just a second. You were with her. It's not her responsibility. It's your responsibility. You're the bride. You made the arrangements. You picked out the dresses. It was your problem. You go collect the money from the girls and say, what's your first name?
Amy.
Amy, thanks very much for laying out the money. I collected the money for you because she picked up the dresses. When did you pick up the dresses?
I picked up the dresses on 6/19.
In June. So you and your girlfriends had March and April and May to pay for the dresses and get them. All you had to do was get your girlfriends, go and pay for the dresses. Why should she pay for your dresses? For your wedding? You're ridiculous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, dealing with your counterclaim's dismissed. The ridiculousness of your counterclaim is you had to go and get new dresses and you wasted a lot of time and everything else you wanted to pay for that. That's ridiculous. Responsibility. What do you think she was going to do with your dresses? Did you think she was going to sell them, eat them, use them to wax her floor? What did you think she was going to do with your dresses?
She does have a boyfriend who is saving money to marry her.
So you think that she was going to find girls who were the same size as your girlfriends and use the dresses you picked out?
Is that what you think?
You're ridiculous.
I do have a text message from where I texted all the girls about the amounts and the time frame that we'd like it paid in for.
Don't text them. They're your girlfriends. Go to their house and say to them or their mother, give me money. I have to give Amy back the money for the dresses. Put your hand down. What do you mean you sent them a text message? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. You and your mother are ridiculous. She doesn't even have to say anything. I could tell from the look on her face that she thinks you're right. Here you have a friend who pitched in out her money.
She has a sugar daddy.
I do not have a sugar daddy, and that is irrelevant.
What
Holy
difference
cow.
Does it...
Shh.
Not her card.
What did... Hey. Listen. You owe her $715. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Can I submit some evidence about the text where I offered to pay for them?
Thank you so much.
Excuse me.
That is so
Judge
wrong.
Judy continues.
That is so perfect.
And on the next Judge Judy.
She pushed me and I was like, don't push me, and I pushed her.
And then what happened?
So I picked up her phone and threw it.
Why did you do that?
Because I have a temper and I didn't want to do anything else.
Next Judge Judy.
I offered a friend of 5.5 years to do a huge favor for her and the girls.
She wanted to be in control, like always, and make it all about her, because it's always about her.
She wanted to get to 10% and play Miss I'm in Control, and it's really my wedding, not yours, Crystal.
If it was up to me, I'd say, why are you mad at me, the one that paid for everything, and you kick me out of the wedding, and you don't kick the girls that didn't pay a dime for it? That makes no sense.
She used to rent from me and lived with them. She trashed the house. I had to strip out the carpets. I had to strip off the curtains. She had dogs in there.
The carpets were before I got into the house.
I didn't take her to court because I just wanted to wash my hands of trash like that.
I already took her back once after something like this has happened, and that is not going to happen again.
She thought, oh, well, maybe she's a good friend. I'll try again. No, she took her again, but not again.
There is no way, no way I will ever talk to her again.
Most everything will be a lie out of her mouth.
Judge Judy saw the truth.